Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mets.
Yes, yes, Buzzkillers, it's your favorite professor here. It's the holiday season, and this week we're going to examine a history myth that gets lots of airtime during the holidays, and that is the supposedly religious origins of the candy cane. The story, seen mostly in emails from your nutty uncle, goes something like this. In the early 20th century, a confectioner, an unnamed confectioner in Indiana, created the candy cane as a symbol of the Christian faith. He incorporated red stripes to symbolize the blood and suffering of Christ, and he added a hook to the cane in order to form the letter J for Jesus, or, viewed another way, to symbolize the staves carried by the wise men on the night of the Nativity. According to many versions of this myth, he even had the foresight to make the candy hard, as though solid sugar candy could be any other way, to represent the strength of the church. Another version of the candy cane story takes us all the way back to Cologne, Germany in 1670, where a choir master allegedly asked a local confectioner to put a crook at the top of some sugar sticks, once again, as a symbol of the wise men's staffs, in order to justify giving candy to the children during choir practice. Apparently, this choir master thought that giving candy to restless children would somehow improve their attention spans. In this version of the story, the candy canes are pure white in order to symbolize the purity of Christ. Well, as for the Indiana confectioner and the German choir master, there's simply no evidence for either claim. In both stories, it's also curious to note that we're told many details about the person who invented the candy cane, what they did for a living, why they wanted to invent it, but we never learn that inventor's name. Still, another version tells us that candy canes originated in the 17th century as a secret symbol used by Catholic or Protestant Christians, depending on who was being persecuted, to recognize each other, especially in places where there was heavy bigotry towards one of those strains of Christianity. This is my favorite candy cane myth, because it's not only untrue, it's one of the many myths that claim that common songs, children's stories, and everyday items had their origins in helping persecuted Catholics or Protestants learn their denominational lessons in secret. We've busted many of these myths in past episodes, but they're the gift that keeps on giving. Like almost all these stories, there's no historical evidence that any of this happened, especially back in the 17th century. The evidence we do have suggests that these stories originated in the mid-19th century at the earliest. The true origin of the candy cane as we know it today is a little murky, but here's what we actually do know. The term candy cane first appears in print in 1866, and its first mention in connection with Christmas occurs in 1874. Well into the 19th century, a full 200 years after our apocryphal German choir master allegedly invented the candy cane. We have documentation that sugar sticks with red stripes go back as far as 1844, but the first visual record of the J-shaped candy cane we all recognize today did not appear until the early 20th century. And remember, there are lots of paintings and drawings of Christmas items and candy, so it's not as if it's only because we had to wait for photography to come around to show us the first candy cane. That said, there is one verifiable association between candy canes and religion, but it's not what you might expect. It turns out that the machine used for putting the crooks, like the shepherd's crooks, into candy canes was invented by none other than a Catholic priest. Father Gregory Harding Keller was the brother-in-law of Bob McCormick, the owner of a company known as Bob's Candies. They started producing candy canes in 1919. McCormick's factory in Albany, Georgia, was already one of the world's leading producers of candy canes, but the process required human factory workers to bend the crook in the newly made warm candy by hand. The Keller machine, again invented by Father Gregory Harding Keller, reduced McCormick's labor costs considerably. This fancy new machine was invented by and named after a priest. But that's the only known historical association between religion and candy canes. Enjoy the holidays, Buzzkillers. Talk to you next week.
Epicast.